All right, here is one of our Open Science Conference episodes. I'm standing in front of the poster together with Roxar. I hope I pronounce this correctly, but he will introduce himself now in a second. All right, let's maybe start a little bit with your background and who you are.
My name is Rok Roshkar. I'm from the Swiss Data Science Center. Previously, I was an academic working in astrophysics, but not anymore. and I'm here to present our data analytics platform called Renga. So maybe I can just go into the vision a bit. The vision of Renga is to provide a place for scientists and data scientists to create reusable, reproducible research. So that's kind of in one sentence summary. And essentially, we're building a system where we want to have kind of a very low barrier to entry. So we want to provide very simple tools where the scientists can track their research from the beginning, from the exploratory stage, down to a published result and an actual, if you want to call it, production pipeline, where maybe many different tools are being used and many tweaks have been made down the line. But basically, we want to capture this entire process in a knowledge graph in a way that they can then go back, have a look at what they've done, have an actual clear record of their entire workflow, their entire research discovery process. We find this very important because, as I'm sure you know, science has gone through, in various fields, through kind of reproducibility crises and so on. So this is, we hope, one way of addressing it. We want to also provide a environment where researchers can share their results and share all the components of their work. So basically they can reuse their own things for different projects very easily, or other people, they can invite other people to use maybe blocks of code or chunks of data, some data that's been pre-processed in a clever way can be reused this way. And the point is that in the platform, if this is used within the platform, then you always have links. So I'll always know that you've accessed my data, and I'll see how you've used it. And this then both improves the visibility for myself because other people see that I produced a useful piece of data or a useful piece of code. And it also gives me new ideas about what I might be able to do. So we hope that this will work basically for everybody's benefit.
No, sounds very good, and I see myself even using this here. And I think you're checking a lot of important boxes here. So you use, for example, the Common Workflow Language, which is kind of a standard that is at least on the way to being established here. You use Jupyter Notebooks. I see a well integration in here, or they are well integrated. What is the underlying platform, and how are you integrating all these services? And for example, I work a lot in the command line, so basically I have my analysis running there. How would you connect this into this? Do you have data hubs that you can integrate? What is the approach there?
So maybe I can start with the last part of your question. We really started this redesign. So we started a redesign of the platform a few months ago, and it should be done hopefully by the end of April. And we really wanted to focus on the individual researcher first. So really, what does the individual do with their data when they import the data, when they process it, when they want to see, for example, what happens, what consequences that's changing a piece of code or a function in analysis code, what repercussions will it have for the downstream analysis, for example? We wanted to focus on that. So we built some really simple command line tools, actually, that you can use to kind of wrap your process that then allows you to capture this lineage graph. So that's the first part. And on the server side, we're using all kinds of well-established things. So basically, the underlying technology is Git, which everybody knows, and it's battle-hardened. So we think we can trust it. And on top of that, right now, we're building custom UIs on top of the GitLab API. So we also hope that this will open up the door to institutions that are already running their own GitLab deployments. They should be able to pretty trivially kind of plug our system in to their existing infrastructure without really much work needed. So we're building kind of a prototype UI that's on top of this, but the idea is really that the UI will be extensible enough to be tailored also to different domains and different usage scenarios. So we have, we're making now a very general version of this that allows some clever linking to notebooks and launching notebooks in this context and stuff like this. But in the end, if a lab is using Renga, they'll have the option to use our building blocks to build a very specific domain-specific API. UI. And if you want to go a bit deeper on the technology side, basically what you need is a containerized architecture to run our services. But in principle, if you didn't have containerization, you could run it on bare metal or physical VMs or whatever you wanted. But we provide kind of the bare bones templates for Kubernetes and Docker deployments.
All right, and you built mainly on GitHub, on Git, basically, so use then LFS in order to also handle larger files, I guess, right?
Exactly, yeah. So the idea is that all data is pushed to, for the moment, LFS. We actually, we'll see how this scales. We know there's some scaling issues with LFS. So we built actually our own LFS server to give us better tracking of data usage. So we'll see. This is still kind of an exploratory way, and this will come as we have more usage statistics.
So basically, you would like to see more people coming to you asking for running it, basically, or testing this, and then you get feedback. It's not that you have basically a service there, but basically people have to run this on their own side, and basically, and then provide feedback that you then try to implement or include into the development, right?
It's a little bit of both. So. For the ETH and EPFL domain in Switzerland, we're going to deploy a hosted service fairly soon, but hopefully within the next couple of months. But the idea is really that Renga should not be, or our platform should not be kind of a monolith where everybody comes and does their thing like on GitHub, for example. But it really should be more fine-grained than that. So an institution should deploy it for themselves, also because a major component of Renga is that you should be able to control your resources. So you should be able to control your compute resources, you should be able to control your data, who can access it and stuff like this. It's really important for a lot of the domains that we work with. So we definitely see it in this way, that granularity is quite small on where the platform can be deployed. And it shouldn't require too much specialized. It doesn't require too much specialized infrastructure. Of course, if you require petabytes of data, you'll have to provide the petabytes of data. We can't help you with that.
Really, yeah. And regarding basically extending the system, I guess, I mean, you're still in a rather exploratory phase, right? But are you intending to have kind of a plugin system that let's say provides community-specific services or can solve certain tasks specific for a certain community?
Yeah, so this is the thinking behind the design of the metadata pieces, that really we want to use what's currently perceived as sort of best practice, which is to use linked data with JSON, and like you mentioned earlier, the common workflow language. We hope that we're covering some bases from the beginning with this, and that we can then facilitate the building of these plugins. If we have clear descriptions of the metadata, if the APIs are clear to use, then hopefully that'll lead to easy extensions. And we haven't currently built the online graph component yet, but we've been discussing having some sort of a GraphQL endpoint to facilitate data access, because that also seems to be kind of an emerging standard.
And from your timeline, would you say already people can use it right now and work on this, or is it still very experimental, but you still would like to have kind of early feedback? How stable is it basically? So if I decide now I go home and want to install this in my institution, is this already recommended, or would you say, okay, maybe take a little bit slower, maybe small scale, and then play around first? What would be a suggestion here?
So I think the official wording is that we're in developer preview beta.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Basically, it means you can run it on your laptop. So we actually have a version running for ourselves that's hosted. So we know it's possible. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it right now, just because it's really in a lot of flux. So we hope to have a stable release by the end of April. And I would say stay tuned on our, if you want to follow the project along, follow on the GitHub pages. And when we switch the development branch to master, we'll make more concrete statements about that.
Right. Okay. And regarding your development community, I guess it's going to be you and maybe somebody else, or is it already broader community? What is the structure so far? And are you intending to grow this? And what is your vision regarding that?
So right at the Swiss Data Science Center, we're about, I think, 7 or 8 developers. Some of us are part-time, so it's not full 8 developers. But we definitely hope to grow a community, and we hope this will come through events like this and in the future through similar events. We're also working, so the Swiss Data Science Center has several projects that are running that came through a call for proposals in Switzerland. One of them, for example, is, I don't know if you've heard of CrowdAI. It's a platform, like Kaggle-like open source platform. We're working with them to integrate Renga, which actually fits very nicely into their model. So we hope that through initiatives like this, we'll expand the pool of people working on it. But we definitely are eager to have other people come in and help if it's desired. We're so certainly open to all contributions.
Great. Any last words from your side?
Oof.
That's a mean one.
Yeah. I hope we can make fair and open science a reality very soon.
Great. Thanks for your time, and see you around.
Thank you. Nice
Bye.
Talking to you.